I was postering for the Poverty Olympics, which happened on Sunday, and I was postering. It was about 8 o'clock at night on Thursday, Thursday, February 4th. And I was postering on Hastings Street, and at about Carroll and Hastings, across from Pigeon Park, a cop pulled up and stopped me and asked me for my ID, and came back from his car and gave me a ticket for defacing poles. So it was a bylaw violation. And I asked him, I thought it was odd because I've been postering for about 15 years in the city. I've put up tens of thousands of posters, and I've never gotten a ticket for postering ever before. I'd been stopped by cops before, and I'd had cops confiscate the posters and throw the paste away and handcuff me, but never, ever give me a ticket. And so I asked him why he gave me a ticket, and he said that he was following the bylaws, that I was breaking the law. And I asked him if the laws were discretionary, why I had never gotten a ticket before, but I was getting one this time. And he said that it's the policy of the Vancouver Police Department to enforce laws. And I asked him if there had been a briefing about this particular street at this particular time during the Olympics, and about posters going up about Olympic-related material or anti-Olympics material. And he said that the Vancouver Police Department does not want the public to perceive that they are acting in a discriminatory way towards the downtown east side or towards activists at this time. I told him that I thought that sounded rehearsed and asked him if he was told to say that, if he was asked, and he repeated the same thing to me again. And I asked him if how many tickets he'd given out for postering before. He said that he'd given out a ticket every time he'd stopped someone for postering, and I asked him how many times that had been, and he said twice. This is the second time. That's 100% average. So I took the ticket and told him that I was interested in challenging it, and so he took a poster for evidence, and he left. The interesting thing I thought was that some years ago, I and another activist were interested in staging a constitutional challenge against the City of Vancouver bylaw against postering as a violation of freedom of expression, and we did everything we could to get a postering ticket, and we couldn't do it. We couldn't get one. We'd poster in front of cop cars, standing in the street as blatantly as possible, and they would sometimes seize our posters and most of the time just ignore us. And it was only this time, when I was postering for an event organized by the Carnegie Community Action Project and other organizations on the downtown east side that are not the radical organizations that have been pinpointed in the media, in organizing an event that's basically just a parody of the Olympics, a community positive event. It was this, with a poster of the Olympic rings as handcuffs, that I was issued a ticket for.
Thanks for the update, Ivan. That's really useful. And you've made it really clear that you think that this ticket is specifically linked to the Olympics and the crackdown around having any kind of unfriendly imagery or postering, specifically in like a high traffic Olympic area like Hastings Street, right?
Absolutely. Hastings Street is a corridor being used for transit for the Olympics, and I think it's my feeling, living just off of Hastings Street in the downtown east side, that this area is important. The optics of the Olympics and the presentation of the police, as a cop I spoke to said to me, the way that the police is perceived and the way the city is perceived in this area is very important and a very delicate thing. And I think that the policing of postering is directly related to that. And it's ironic because, of course, they spend millions of dollars on posters, billboards, and paint jobs and new buildings in order to construct a facade in the city that doesn't represent the downtown east side or people who do not support the Olympics, and the grassroots efforts that we make, which are not funded and are not based in the institutions that they have. It's necessary for them to police them and to restrict them and regulate them and criminalize them.
Are you considering revisiting that idea of a constitutional challenge now?
Yes, I am. I've Carnegie Community Action Project has offered to support me in pursuing a constitutional challenge, and I am planning to find a lawyer. Vancouver.mediacoop.ca.